Support for WPR comes from UW-Superior Center for Continuing Education, offering Conversations on Living Alone, a three-part series beginning Wednesday, April 17th via Zoom. Details at uwsuper.edu. Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
So we've been talking about the dangers of polarization, of a politics that demonizes your enemy. Of course, we're seeing a lot of that in American politics today, but the history goes way back. Here's a book that puts it all in perspective.
I'm Jonathan Chait from New York Magazine, and the book I want to talk about is What Hath God Wrought? By Daniel Walker Howe, which is part of the Oxford History of the United States of America and covers the period from 1815 to 1848, which is a fascinating book which has really changed the way I thought about American history, even though, and in some ways because, it covers a time period that I didn't know very much about and receives probably less treatment in popular culture than a lot of other periods, but is really a crucial one. This was a time when America expanded massively at the expense of different kinds of people who were living on the periphery of white settled American life. And at the beginning of this period, it wasn't clear that American power would prevail over these lands in the way it ultimately did. But I think the thing that makes this book so fascinating to me is that it reframes the whole history of the intellectual debate in American life. And what Howe argues is that you had two really important ideas that were fighting with each other for supremacy. You had the Jacksonian idea, which is the one that prevailed in most of this time, which was the Democratic Party, which was then based in the South and was very, very suspicious of the central government and was in favor of slavery and resistant to any changes to the social order, including more humane treatment of Native Americans and more rights for women. And then you had the Whig tradition, which was based in New England and was based on a more active role for the federal government and more liberal social relations, less aggressive foreign policy. And I think if you really study that debate as it existed at the time, this gives you a template for the political arguments that we see today. And I think it's especially interesting because for a long period of time after the Civil War, things got very, very scrambled because the Democratic Party stayed the party of the South, and then the North had the Republican Party, which for a while was a very left-wing party at the beginning, but then stopped being a left-wing party and then became a right-wing party. And then the Democratic Party eventually brought in all the liberals, and then the liberals took it over. And so you had these parties that were scrambled for well over 100 years, and we couldn't see that where we've become now is the same place we were in the time that Howe was writing about it at the beginning of the 19th century, where you had this Yankee tradition against the Southern tradition, which is still the debate we have. So you can really see the divided, polarized red versus blue America emerging in a much clearer way 200 years ago. So that's the use to which I've really been putting this book.
Jonathan Chait recommends What Hath God Wrought? The Transformation of America, 1815 to 1848. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Chait on our website at ttbook.org. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.